Here is a preview from the upcoming podcast, What Happened to Dorian Thomas?
My little brother, the best way to put it, was a ball of energy. Everywhere he went, he was always energetic, you know, on the move. It was real easy for him to make friends, so he had a lot of friends.
Oh, I knew Dorian real well. He was my little buddy.
You know, he was energetic, fun, funny. He was just an all-around cool kid.
Adults and children alike, they just loved my brother. He had this aura about him that people just, I guess they were drawn to. He was real, like, savvy, I guess you could say. Was crazy when everything happened because it affected a lot of people, like it does still to this day.
This is how people remember Dorian Thomas, the kid that everyone knew and loved. The funny kid who enjoyed riding his bike and fishing.
Very street smart, very, you know, savvy kid. And it's just one of those things, you know, people think it's never going to happen. And it happened.
Dorian was 9 years old when he was last seen in Amarillo, Texas on October 25th, 1998. He was reported missing 24 hours later on October 26th. At the time, his disappearance shook the Texas Panhandle, and it still haunts those who remember the case to this day. When researching this podcast, we talked to several people who were around the same age as Dorian when he went missing. They all said it wasn't until after his disappearance that they had to be home by dark. He was last seen wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. Neither Dorian nor his most prized possession, his aqua blue bicycle, have ever been seen again. From the podcast, What Happened to Dorian Thomas? Coming soon.